Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, right now they're talking about the stimulus money's being cut off in America for the excess money that was poured into the SNAP program, which is, we still call it food stamp program. But I want to encourage you, don't panic. Ask God for provision. You have a family of five people. You're struggling. Your job might not be paying you enough. Be open to how God's going to provide for you. I don't think it's this way or that way. But now ask God. Say, God, I'm thankful for a nation that was able to, for a period of time, to help us with this extra on top of the stuff we normally get to be able to provide for our family. But I just pray right now, Lord, that you would begin to just bring us out of all this dependency and have provision in such a way that this was just a stopgap measure to be able to help us turn fully to you, and you bless the work of our hands. And now we have all the food we want to get. I mean, think about it. That's the manifestation of, I mean, you know, I thought I was kind of strange, but maybe I am. But I look at our plumbing, and I look at the sink, for example, and I turn on the faucet and I go, wow, dear God, water comes out when we turn the knobs.
Mm. Yeah.
It doesn't happen like that everywhere.
No.
It doesn't.
You're not strange. You're just grateful. Like,
yeah.
It's called appreciating.
Yeah, right.
Appreciating life, you know?
Yeah. It's like it just comes out. It's like, look, oh my goodness. And I would just think, dear God, I'm so grateful that water comes out of a faucet like this.
My goodness.
And then on top of it, I can even drink the water that comes out of the faucet and live.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've been in New Orleans before, but all that sulfur comes out, you're thinking like, I know they say it's safe, but my nose is going, don't put it near your lips.
Mm-mm.
And give a shout out to the Jesus this morning.
That's
but it's just such a gift.
Mm.
It's such a gift. And then I think about you can go all the different plumbings and types of situation, but then you think about having a shelter over you where all these storms come and wind and weather and rain. And if God gives you a shelter, you know, an apartment, a modular home, something that you can be in, a foundational home, whatever it is, just whatever.
A room.
A room.
Yeah, it's just so cool because that means you can be inside when the elements are on the outside, because there's many people in the world that have to live in the elements. We're so blessed that we're more worried about our animals being in the elements when half the world probably is in these elements, and we should be concerned about them being in the elements, not our animals.
Mm.
And then I think about, we have these devices that take air, uncomfortable, wet, hot, humid, dry, whatever you're at in America, and it's able to take the moisture out of the air in such a way that it creates a cooling mechanism and it blows cool air over your skin and in your home. And we call it air conditioning. Mm-hmm. And it's so taken for granted. If you go back and look at the history of New York, and I was watching some history about how things were and how everybody had more relationships in the past. And one of the reasons why they did was because you and your neighbor slept outside on the same terrace.
It's hot in the house.
You went out on the fire escapes, and you know you have like 10 stories, for example, and you have the fire escape for 10 different levels. So you're basically sleeping over and under your neighbors. So you're going like, Bob, how was your day? That was good. It's not just talking. I mean, you had to go out and catch air.
Mm. That's right. No central AC in 10-story building, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and what he was saying was that air conditioner was one of the things that really broke up a lot of
community
that we had, because it made our flesh comfortable.
Right.
Close the doors and the windows.
Yeah. Dear Lord, I will talk to my neighbors. Please let us keep the air conditioner.
I don't know.
You imagine Pat? Right.
You kind of like your AC too then.
Who, me?
Yeah, you like AC, right?
I'm freezing right now. I got a long sleeve shirt on.
But Pat likes it cold.
He's getting older.
Yeah.
But it's just such a blessing. So when you think about it, you go pour you a drink of water out of a local government that checked that water probably 10 times that week to make sure that the content in there was not going to hurt you or your family.
Mm.
You brush your teeth with it, etc. You got cold air blowing over you. And then get this. It's going to be really surprising to you. But then you can walk over when the sun's going down. And your day doesn't have to end at that moment. Probably should, but doesn't have to end at that moment. Because when it starts getting dark and you can't see how to get around in your nice, breezy, watered, air-conditioned covering, you can go flip a piece of plastic or metal or whatever you have over there, and it connects these two wires. It's done in such a way you don't have to see the wires.
Hmm.
They so covered it up. But what's really happening is when you turn your little switch on for lights, two wires touch base and current, if you would, flows through those wires that somebody up the street from you is burning the coal that people want to get rid of to cause you to be able to walk around in your house so you don't have to burn coal yourself and lamps yourself. They're burning it up the street to produce a generator that spins it around that sends currency down those wires so you can walk over the dark and flip a switch on, and guess what? You can have a light to see. This is new stuff, by the way. This is really new stuff. I was looking back. I was watching Downton Abbey. My daughter bought me a... I know you don't know. Talking to...
He's the, dating himself.
Help us out.
This is new.
Prehistoric?
This is new.
Oh, this is new?
She bought me a card, I don't know, for iTunes, an iTunes card.
iTunes.
Mm, okay. And so I bought this series called Downton Abbey, and what I really wanted to watch it was so that I could see what it was like. And it carries you from... Downton Abbey is a city in Great Britain, and they have dukes, and it's a duke over the city, but it takes you from the 1800s up into 1901, 1902, so you're seeing electricity come in. It started without electricity, it started without telephones, and it takes you into this technology, but they're living the life, what it was like as a duke back then to be over, because what they did was they put a duke over a city, and he was over Downton Abbey. He was over Downton, that's what it's called, Downton.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the world saw this, by the way, and they were intrigued as the same thing. You wanted to see what life was like. And these guys, this is what they said. These are the people of privilege. If we didn't allow them to serve us food and put our clothes on, they didn't put their clothes on. They had people dress them.
Oh, my gosh.
They had servers, and this is where this is the lineage of this is why you probably have a lot of negative animosities towards Great Britain and the privileged of where that came from. And so they would get up in the morning people would run around and get their fire started in their fireplaces, get their breakfast ready. They would iron their newspapers because the paper had to be pressed. They'd put it down. They'd have all their tables served. They would stand there as dressers came and dress them and their clothes, and would dust their things off and their shoulders. And then they would just start their day like that, and the women would just sit around on the parlor.
Hmm.
But that's all they did, just sit around the parlor and just be dressed pretty and talk with cups of tea.
So that's scary.
And you know, they would actually, in this particular production, they would bite at each other because they had nothing to do. They were intelligent women that needed... But then they had, I remember that the electricity came in and they were talking about it. Because they didn't have it in this huge fort, castle, Downton Abbey, a huge, huge complex, had no electricity in it. And they were like, I don't trust that stuff. Well, I don't want it in the bedroom, at least. You know, I don't want, we'll just have it in this area. And they were like picking and choosing because that time the wires just kind of ran on the outside.
Oh, wow.
And it was pretty cool because you're seeing electricity come in. That was very recent. You're talking about 19 whatever.
Wow.
And then phones came out. Part of that was telegraphs and all. And you saw that happen. And then so the phones came out. And so the head butler was practicing. He picked the phone up and he practiced Downton Abbey. And he put it back down again. Downton Abbey. And he was practicing picking up this phone because they didn't exist mm-hmm. the context of that. And even chairs with the lean back, like we have today, that one of the ladies sat in the chair and the chair went back. And they were showing all these inventions that happened in the context of this pretty great historical moment for us to really understand. That's what intrigued a lot of people, is like, mm-hmm. how did they live then? And then they got closer to how we're living today. And it's like, okay, turn it, it's nasty. I don't see it no more. But it's like, my goodness, you know, we're just so blessed. This is all recent stuff. Yeah. They say most patents, inventions happened since 1900, right?
I believe so. You know, on VFN Radio, we just shared how some of the places around the world, what they're doing for light, they're putting water. Remember this? They're putting water in a 20-ounce Coca-Cola drink bottle, plastic bottle, Pepsi bottle.
Yeah.
They're putting a little bit of bleach in it, and they've made this metal contraption that they can stick the water bottle in, or the Coke bottle in, and they place it on top of their roofs so that half of the bottle is exposed to the sunlight, and the bottom part of the bottle is actually what's giving light into the house. It's as powerful as a 60-watt light bulb. It's amazing.
Reflective light.
I guess the sun does something with the water.
Heating up the bleach in the water, and it produces light.
Oh, so it actually produces?
Yes.
It actually produces.
As powerful as a 60-watt light bulb. You got to see this. We have a video for
you. Imagine how much light we can have if all the Coke that's drunk and the soda's drunk in America. We could light the world up. We like the commercial.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. It's actually a 2-liter bottle. It's big.
Oh, they use a 2-liter bottle too? Mm-hmm. They had a whole room filled with all of these.
Yeah.
This house.
How much was the bill every month for those?
It was free.
Isn't that awesome?
Isn't that nice?
Baby, I'm coming home with some liter bottles.
So when the power goes out, power goes out, go ahead and cut you a hole.
There you go.
Yeah.
And drop in the 2-liter.
We're just so blessed. And that's the glory of God, that God blesses us, blessed us like that. And, of course, all the other many things. But to understand that, to have a bed at night, that you don't have to worry about things, you know, crawling up under it or whatever. And the reason why they say your car is a 300 horsepower, 250 horsepower, this is the reason why. Because if you're going to get the same response from horses that you got from your 325 horsepower car, it would take 325 horses. Can you imagine feeding, raising, training, replacing, harnessing, and all that behind your carriage, which is your car, and then just saying, giddy up, you know, and then all of a sudden 325 horses pull you down the thing. That's where horsepower comes from.
Mm-hmm.
It's equivalent to that. And so it's like, if you have a car with 325 horsepower, that's the glory. That's God blessing you.
That's right.
Right.
That's God blessing you. And you're like, I got to put gas in here. Do you understand how much hay it would take to feed 325 horses? Do you imagine how much fertilizer you get from 325 horses? I mean, we're just a bless. We're just blessed. You know, and you think about some of this new technology, and people say, I wouldn't use it. I wouldn't use it. Why they drive off in a car with 325 horsepower. Right. And it's like, right. And they use a blinker, which is a great idea because it lets us know you're going to turn. I mean, is that sense to use the blinker? It's like, it's how you use the technology and the inventions and things that God gives you. You know, what, even if it's created for evil, realize that God can take it and make it in compliance to his will, and he can use it. And so I just want to just give God thanks and for all the things that he's blessed me with and blessed us with, and acknowledge him in that. And being in a free country, if you study history and realize the kind of countries that exist today and how people who just share their viewpoint end up in jail. And they openly say, I'm a Christian, or they openly tell somebody about Jesus, and the person says, thank you, I just had a dream last night about him, and I want to make Jesus the Lord of my life. That encounter puts them both in jail and brings great turmoil to the convert's life for the rest of his life and his family's life. And they have to begin to try to stay alive because they're going to try to harm his family as well. Do we really want to give up this blessing? Do we really want to not be grateful and acknowledge God in all of it? I just thank God for all the many blessings that he's bestowed upon us. And in turn, I want to live the rest of my life in gratitude to him and be poured out like a drink offering, taking nothing off the court. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.